This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville. That is the foursome. Join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is Ira Kaufman, who is a Pro Football Hall of Fame rep, NFL columnist for JoeBucksFan.com. Good morning, Ira.
That's quite a fearsome foursome you guys have over there, gentlemen.
Hanging in there.
Welcome to the epicenter of the National Football League, otherwise known as Tampa, Florida.
I thought it was Tampa. Tampa, yeah. Have you bought your Tampa Bay t-shirt yet, Ira?
No, I'm not going there. I'm not going there yet. He has thrown his first pass. You know, guys, it would be the ultimate Buck insult and, you know, kind of apropos to this for this franchise. If the year of Tom Brady, there's no football, that's not going to happen. But we don't know if fans are going to be in the seats. And you know what? The history of the Bucs suggests that something's going to go wrong here.
Right. He's
I mean,
get
you
injured.
Guys did win one Super Bowl.
They did, but they also have the all-time worst record of any NFL franchise, all time. Even the Redskins are above them. And there's a tremendous amount of excitement down here, and there's a suggestion, you know, with Tampa hosting the Super Bowl that the Bucs are going to be in the game, and if they're not in the game, then it's a failure. That's crazy, guys. That's just nuts. This team hasn't made the playoffs in 12 years. Since Gruden was coaching. So, you know, you got to take baby steps. First, you got to make the playoffs. This thing about the Super Bowl is a little crazy.
Yeah. Right.
What is your expectation, though? I mean, I know you're expecting them to sort of disappoint, but what do you think is realistic for them?
I think realistic with the added playoff team in each conference. Look, that's 7 out of 16. I mean, that's almost half. We don't have to be Albert Einstein to figure that percentage out. Right. And you got Brady, and if they didn't turn the ball over 41 times last year, which easily led the league, they could have won a few more games. So I think 10 wins is not unrealistic. I think the Saints are the better team. I think New Orleans isn't going away. The 49ers are very, very strong. Of course, your Redskins are not going from worst to first, gentlemen. Not going to happen. But I think getting rid of Bruce Allen was a step in the right direction, boys.
Well, that's a no-brainer, absolutely. Are you over the shock yet, Ira, of the five primetime appearances for the Tampa Bay Bucs in 2020?
You're going to be up late.
That's weird. You never see the Bucs on primetime, but this season you're going to see a lot of them on Thursdays, Sundays, Monday nights.
You know, if they would have got Phillip Rivers instead of Tom Brady, they would get their one primetime game again, just like they have to, you know, by law. Now they got five. That's the Brady effect. I mean, there is nobody like Brady in the NFL in the sense that I think he attracts the casual fan. You don't have to be a diehard. Everybody knows this guy, and how could you not, over 20 years? And people want to see him. And the curiosity level is beyond belief down here in Tampa. Merchandise sales through the roof. I think they've added 10,000 seats to the stadium on fall Sundays. So from a business standpoint, guys, this has already been a successful move.
Yeah, it's been huge. But what strikes me are the weapons he's going to have to throw to. We haven't even talked about Gronk. I got to get your thoughts on that. But with those two receivers, Godwin and Evans, you know, obviously, you know, they drafted Tyler Johnson, so they got a young guy there.
Yep.
And let's talk about Gronk. What are your expectations about Gronk? And what was your reaction when they did sign him or traded for him?
Well, you're right about the receiver tandem of Evans and Godwin. I think it's number one in the league. I don't think anybody's really close. They both went over 1,000 yards. Now you got Gronkowski. Look, there are some questions. You know, it's not that easy to sit out a season. He's lost some weight. He's been a little injury prone. But we all know that when he's at his best, you know, he's a first ballot Hall of Fame tight end. They're waiting for O.J. Howard to develop. It hasn't happened yet. He's a first-round pick at tight end. He's been a bit of an underachiever. They got a guy named Cameron Brate, guys. He's from Harvard.
Yep.
He's been on the team 3 or 4 years. The guy's hands are outstanding. He never drops a ball. I think he's going to be a Brady favorite. So I think they'll use a lot of two tight ends. You're right. He didn't have these kind of weapons in Foxborough. It's a big reason why I wouldn't say he struggled last year, but he didn't have a typical Brady year. And I think they did him a disservice with you know, some of those receivers that he was throwing to. So that part of it, he's really going to enjoy. He seems like he's kind of revived. His energy level's off the charts. He's on Twitter. He went on Howard Stern for 2 hours. I mean, the old Brady would have never done that.
Yeah, that is true. So getting back to Howard, it's an interesting case because he was a first-round pick, 4 years ago? And like you said, he's never really lived up to the hype. Why is that? Because that's a name that that we kind of brought up when Gronk was acquired. You know, the Redskins certainly need a tight end. And we said, you know what, O.J. Howard's out there. Maybe they can make a move for O.J. Howard before the draft, maybe get him for a third or a fourth-round pick. Didn't happen. Why hasn't he lived up to the first-round hype?
Well, he was a kid out of Alabama. 6'6", great natural skills, can get downfield, you know, nice, you know, 15-yard average per reception, which is very good for a tight end. But, guys, there seems to be a growing consensus that he's more of an athlete than a football player. That happens. He's not driven to be successful for whatever reason, and they're disappointed in him. But it's not easy to give up on a first-round draft pick, especially, guys, when you got a general manager whose history with the draft and Jason Light is very checkered. You're not in a hurry to admit you made a mistake in 2017. I think he was the 19th pick. Dalvin Cook was on the board, and most Buck fans wanted Dalvin Cook at that time. They had a big need for a running back. He's, you know, Florida State kid, and he's a heck of a player when he's healthy, Cook. And instead, they were mesmerized by, you know, Howard's physique. And it has not happened. And if I had to bet, I don't think he's going to be on the Bucks when the season starts.
So you think they trade him away?
I think they'll trade him. They're not going to give him away for a sixth-round pick. They're
right,
not.
Right.
That, you know, that would be a colossal admission that you screwed up, you know, with the 19th pick and you're taking a sixth-round pick 3 years later. But I think if they get anything close to what they're looking for, maybe a three, you know, it just seems like it's too much. Him, Brate, and Gronkowski, that might be overkill there.
So what are your thoughts about the season in general? You mentioned it. You think they're certainly going to start on time. I can't imagine that they're going to play without fans. I mean, I guess it's a possibility. It just seems so far-fetched. There's a lot of money in it. But, you know, all these leagues are talking about starting up without fans. I can't imagine the NFL doing it. You know, they've kind of forged ahead with everything they've had planned, and they haven't altered anything besides the virtual draft. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, one thing I think we can all agree on, if any of these sports leagues can survive not having fans in the stands, it's the NFL. Sure, you know, they want packed stadiums. There's no question about it. With concessions and everything, parking. But we all know who drives the NFL train, and it's television money, and that's not going to change whether fans are in the stands or not. So I have a problem envisioning 50,000 people packed together, at least in September, until, you know, we make some progress on this virus. I wouldn't be shocked if they go without fans, at least at the start, but they are determined to get this league rolling on time. There is some flexibility with the Super Bowl. They could play it in late February if they have to. But it wouldn't shock me if they start with no fans.
Joined by Ira Kaufman, Pro Football Hall of Fame rep, Buccaneers NFL columnist for JoeBucksFan.com. Ira, is there any chance that we're giving the Tampa Bay Bucs the Cleveland Browns treatment from last year, where there was so much hype heading into the season and then they flopped? Is there a chance that this just doesn't work?
There is an absolute chance. And when I write that down here, people are calling me Debbie Downer. I mean, I'm trying to be the voice of reason. Brady's going to be 43, gentlemen. 43. Now, if anybody can do it in an unprecedented way, it's Brady. But he could get hurt. He's not the most mobile guy. They don't have a good running game. Defense played well in the last 6 weeks, but we don't know if that's a carryover or not. Special teams are not very good. Yeah, there's a chance this could blow up. By the way, their backup quarterback is Blaine Gabbert. I think that's a mistake. Bruce Arians seems entranced with Gabbert. He had him, you know, for 1 year in Arizona. But the guy's never done anything in this league. He's a former first-rounder in Jacksonville. He's never done a thing. And, you know, if you're going to spend all this money on Brady and Gronkowski and you're all in, all your chips are in the middle of the table, you know, go get a better backup. I'm not talking about a guy that's going to challenge Brady for the job. I'm talking about a guy that if Brady misses 3 or 4 weeks, you don't go 1-3 in a division with the Saints, and you know, you're dead in the water. So I think that's a problem right then and there.
Yeah, that was the one thing that he always had up in New England, was that great offensive line, right? And that I can't remember the name of the offensive line coach, the old guy. Who's just
Scarnecchia,
right. Yeah. So he had a great probably the best ever. And then he always had a good offensive line, but now he's got a whole new crop of guys. He's got a new coach. I mean, could that be an issue? Could that be a curveball he's not expecting?
Well, Scarnecchia is one of the all-time great assistants. There's no question about it. As far as what he had to work with in New England, you know, he had Logan Mankins, who was a heck of a player. But other than that, he didn't have great talent. The guy was a fantastic offensive line coach. The Bucs' offensive line, by the way, they used their first-round pick on a tackle out of Iowa named Tristan Wirfs. He's going to play right tackle.
Right.
The guy's a good run blocker, but he has some problems with speed rushers. And the first week, he's going to look up at the Superdome in New Orleans, and he's going to see a guy named Cameron Jordan, standing over him, who happens to be one of the top five defensive ends in football. And he ain't going to feel sorry for Tristan Wirfs. So the offensive line, I think, is a bit of an issue in Tampa. They have not run the ball worth a darn in 4 years. 4 years. They change running backs. They change offensive line coaches. They can't run the ball. And if Brady's throwing 45 passes at the age of 43, guys, that's a problem.
Yeah. Age doesn't lie, Ira.
No, what is that? Father Time's undefeated. We shall see.
Were you a Jameis fan? Like, how did you like covering him?
I didn't mind him. Of course, you know, that Uber incident was very troubling. Even though it happened a few years before he was suspended, it still happened when he was a Buccaneer. He was a professional football player. He never denied it. My information is he was too drunk to remember exactly what he did that night with that Uber driver. He did not handle it well with the Bucs. He did not come clean with his own football team. That's a problem. But as far, he was very prolific. He was a little more mobile than I thought he would be coming out of Tallahassee. But he had that big blind spot where he thought he could make every pass and get it into the tight windows. And you can't throw 30 picks, guys. End of story. But I will tell you this, guys. Going into the last two games of the season, which were two home games against Houston and Atlanta, the Bucs were on a four-game winning streak. They were, you know, they were 7-7. They had a chance to finish with nine wins and a six-game winning streak.
Right.
Now, that's a lot of momentum going into 2020. And instead, he suffered what Arians termed a regression. A regression. And he threw six picks in those two games. They lost both of them at home. And that was it for Winston right then and there. If he doesn't do that, I think he's back. I think he's franchised, and Brady is going elsewhere. But it all came down to those last two games, and he fell back into his old habits.
Wow. That's great, man. Are you surprised? Are you surprised Cam Newton doesn't have a job yet?
I think he could have a job if he wants one, but I think he's smart to buy this time. Look, we all know that you know, half the teams in this league are going to suffer some kind of quarterback injury. That's what happens. It's not if, it's when. And I think he'll swoop in. With him, it's all about his health. And you know, to me, the key to Cam Newton, you know, is he going to be that running threat? If he's not the running threat, I think he's just another guy. He's just an average quarterback. When you combine it with his mobility, you know, while he's, you know, a notch below Lamar Jackson, he's still devastating on the ground. That makes him a heck of a player. So we haven't seen the last of Cam Newton. The guy's an MVP in this league. Went to the Super Bowl. He will be back, gentlemen.
All right, Ira. You're the best, man. You're the best.
Appreciate
Thank you.
The time.
Appreciate it. Be safe, buddy.
All right, guys. My pleasure. Thanks.
JoeBucksFan.com, NFL columnist, Pro Football Hall of Fame rep, Ira Kaufman.
Ira is awesome.
He's just a fun guy to talk to.
He's a good dude.
Right? You just listen to him just talk.
He's got
well,
a
the
great
accent makes
now.
Half of it, right?
Yeah.
Something just about that accent demeanor. And attitude.
Yeah,
he's got a great personality.
Yeah.
All right, we got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9 o'clock, so we will talk to the Nationals GM. They're going to have the virtual ring ceremony, I believe, on Sunday. We can talk to him about that. Also, he weighed in on Jerry Krause and his role in The Last Dance. He could relate to the Bulls GM, and, of course, he's a Chicago guy, so we can get into that with Mike Rizzo coming up at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to open up the entertainment page here momentarily. I just wanted to mention real quick. I got my ballot in the mail to vote by mail for the upcoming primary. I couldn't be less qualified to vote on anything beyond the president. Like, I think judges were there. They're just names. Councils. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Let me guess.
How are we?
How
board
are we supposed
education,
to know?
It's Board of Education.
I think
so. I'll provoke
I just,
Sue.
I mean, I legitimately just vote by, yeah, I kind of like this guy's name. I filled out the entire ballot. I felt like, okay, they made the effort to send it to my house. The least I can do, it's a self-addressed stamped envelope. The least I can do is fill this thing out. It wasn't with the number two pencil. It was with a black pen. I followed the instructions. But, I mean, what am I voting on?
I think I'll be sending that to my recycling bin.
Yeah.
Like with the quickness.
Yeah, I'm surprised you actually filled the
primaries.
Well, even if it was the regular election, I would have no idea who to vote for. Board of Education.
And those, I just don't vote. Like I don't vote for those. I might vote for the big silly, but if I don't know them, I just leave it blank.
And what's the point of voting for the big silly? It's already locked. Trump versus Biden. Like I'm gonna if I the Republican ballot, I'm gonna vote for Bill Weld. I don't think so.
Right.
I mean, I've never heard that name.
What are they gonna do about voting?
William Weld would be his name.
Okay.
I mean, the election's in November. What are they gonna do about voting?
Well, I think they had open. Voting in, was it Kansas or somewhere? And there was no big rise in cases. I think they'll have normal voting.
It's a state-by-state process. I mean, I honestly think that by this point in our society, we should be able to vote with cybersecurity at just the touch of a button. You really should be able to.
Yeah, but it's hard. I mean, I don't know. I'll do whatever they say to do, but definitely stuff can get hacked. You know, and it just does leave it a little bit more ripe maybe for, you know, some controversy. But I'll do whatever they say to do.
It's just my opinion. I don't want to get all political. You shouldn't have to make old fogies stand in lines. It's just it's a big pain in the butt. It should be like an ESPN poll vote,
like a Twitter poll.
Right. You know, you could maybe have that you have to enter in your Social Security number and do certain things. But I think it's antiquated that you have to go to a place. Especially sometimes, I mean, luckily, when I've had to vote here in Montgomery County, I've never had that situation. Maybe one time I had a line longer than a half an hour. But, I mean, you see sometimes people are in lines for 3 hours. Who's going to do that?
The problem is how do you verify? You know what I mean? You could be an unregistered voter. Like, how do you verify who's who with all that stuff?
Well, they find a way to send us our tax forms so they can find a way to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know how. Yeah. Be a lot of vetting. I don't know.
Still wish I got a fat refund this year. I did not.
Mm.
Just to let everybody know the personal biz.
Anyway, I got to tell you, I voted for one guy simply because I've seen his sign. And I don't even know what I voted for him for.
Right.
It might have been for a judge. It might have been for Board of Education. Might have been to be a delegate at the convention. I'm not even sure. I was just voting, filling it out.
I wanted to bring up, before we get into the EP, I just noticed over here, I look to my right, and I see that Dravia sent me this message that he and Valdez, you know, they just sit there and they just ponder life during the show and different scenarios.
They do their own show.
Especially when JP's getting political.
Is that what it is? Uh-huh. So they're sitting there and they've realized that our station is basically empty. They can describe it better, but essentially
it's a ghost town.
I think it's Valdez and Drabby, and then like one or two people in each other's studio. You know, like the music stations, usually a board op or maybe even some of the talent, and that's it. Nobody else in the station. So go ahead and set it up there, Drabby.
All right. So yeah, there's a few radio stations here. El Zol is not here anymore. Everyone is at home.
Okay.
Right.
Sonny is the only person here from PGC.
Now explain who Sonny is for our audience.
Sonny is co-host with Joe Claire. So they're the
right.
morning.
Yeah,
show
they're the morning show on PGC. Right.
Whereas AWOD would call her Sunny because he's stupid.
Yeah. Right. He's very stupid.
He calls her Sunny.
Oh, he did at one point.
Well, because she spells it Sunni. She's doing like a spelling bit.
Right.
You
know right.
Right.
Everybody knows Sonny.
Yes.
And then Karina is the only person who's on the drive.
94.7.
She's now the morning show host.
That's the girl that walks around with the heels and everything.
Yes.
Heels.
Wears the skirts.
Skirt.
She's very dressed up for morning radio.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding you. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I brought this up to Valdez yesterday, and it made him laugh. Now, look, we got to, you know, We're not trying to do anything. We're good employees, and right. You know,
you're not trying to violate.
I'm not
yet.
Yeah, I'm happily married.
You're just, I like how you're hedging this.
We do all the webinars. But yeah, every year.
It's just making a human observation.
Human
here.
Observation.
Okay, yes. It's just a human observation. Go ahead.
I can't wait to hear this wackadoo scenario.
Valdez and I are basically the last two men on Earth. Okay.
Yes, in that building. Yes.
In the middle of the quarantine.
In the middle of the quarantine to those very attractive ladies.
Right.
Very attractive.
They could not care any less that Valdez and I are possible suitors for them.
Right. Yes. Right. In the quarantine.
Potential mates.
And then you know the cliche that a woman will say, I wouldn't, you know, bang you or F you if you're the last man on Earth.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we're the last men on Earth.
Right. And you're it.
Yeah. And they haven't even
looked at you.
Batted an eye at us, not a hello.
Like, by the coffee, nothing.
I would think that Drab and myself would look like filet mignons to them.
Yeah.
That's funny because Karina is pretty friendly.
You guys are table scraps.
They are. If we bump into them, right?
Yeah, like, they'll say hello and everything.
They'll say hi, but then like 2 seconds later, they're getting the hell out of there.
Yeah, right. They're on their way.
They're not really concerned with a conversation, asking how they're doing.
I would assume that they'd be flirting a little bit.
Right.
Meanwhile, you two donks are thinking, we're the last two males on Earth. We have to keep the species going. And these women, we need to create some sort of bond with them.
I would think they're lonely enough at this point to at least poke their head around a corner and
say hello.
Right.
What are you guys up to today?
Yeah, have their female ego stroked a little
bit. Try to bum a cup of coffee off of you, Valdez, maybe.
Right.
Just nothing. No interaction. Nothing.
It's like we don't exist.
Yeah. And that is
here's a bulletin.
Shocking.
To them, you don't.
This is a desert island, and we're the only four people on it. No interaction. Yeah. Right.
It's a devastating blow to our egos.
I would assume they would want like a compliment every now and then. You know, make sure they still got it. You think about how lonely they may be in quarantine, and we're the only guys around, and they won't even bat an eye.
Won't engage with you.
Right.
It's been a blow, hasn't it?
It's devastating.
Right. And how long has it been bugging you, Drabby, that you're not getting any attention? Like, you're the last two guys in the building. And
you guys are looking for ADs.
Attractive employees won't even say hello to you.
We came to this conclusion this week.
Yeah.
I mean, it really hit home.
Yeah.
That we be that ugly?
Well, going bald probably didn't help your cause, Valdez.
Well, he wears a hat, I'm assuming.
That's probably true.
Well, today I didn't wear one.
Today you just said screw it.
Right.
Yeah.
But typically I wear a hat.
They wouldn't
is any
know,
stubble
they,
coming in?
They wouldn't know if Valdez was bald or had hair down to his ankles.
Yeah.
I could walk by their studio right now.
They wouldn't
even notice my head shape.
You're ghosts to them.
Do you think
you're apparitions?
I'm being serious because I'm pretty sure they don't know me. Do you think they know your names?
Oh no.
No.
50-50.
Maybe Sonny. They might know Drab because he's assistant program director.
I don't know.
Do you think they know that?
I don't know. I mean, Sonny's been here longer than we have.
I would be willing to bet a pretty large amount of money that she doesn't know our names. I know she doesn't know mine. She might know Jason.
I'm sure she doesn't.
I don't think she knows mine.
Do you think she knows yours?
I don't think she does.
Yeah. Can you go grab her? I mean, we've worked in the same building for 5 years, or you know, plus the going back to the old. But Sonny was in the old building too, right? Yeah.
I'm gonna bet she knows at least 3 out of 4 junkies.
Ooh, you think so?
I would bet the under. I mean, I don't know. I played in a charity basketball thing with her. That doesn't mean
so. Maybe she knows you.
I don't know. She just knows us as a group.
She knows we're the junkies,
right?
Yeah. She doesn't care.
Right. I think that she just may be generally aware.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I think you're just crazy. And the other one that you're talking
about? Karina, no clue.
Karina, no idea. She didn't even know who we are.
I have idea.
I wish she did.
Can you go grab?
Now, these ran over there.
Yeah. Okay. Grab these girls.
I mean, if they come, if one of them, it's going to be so awkward.
It's going to be very awkward.
All right. Well, we're going to make this awkward. Can you pull up real quick the video?
What video?
Just get your laptop and put it on quick. Get into Zoom. Invite yourself.
Do you want
me to invite you? We got to see this.
You guys got a pad.
All right. Do you want me to invite you right now? or I can't do that.
We need whoever they bring in to point at the four boxes to name them. There's just no way she's going to get three or four.
Well, they can see you guys. We have the in-house team.
I know, but I want to see
the
you.
Name,
and I
want
them
Eric,
to see them.
Eric wants to see them.
I definitely
maybe that segment.
Huh? Why don't we do this? Can we go to break and come right back and ask them? Do they have time?
I just went over to talk to Sunny. Number one, she didn't even notice my haircut.
Right. And then change our names in the box.
She wasn't able to come on right now.
Right. How about during the break? We go to break.
If we go to break, we might be able to do it when they come back. I don't know their schedule.
Let's go to break. Let's take our names off of Zoom. And then
just put question marks.
I also would like to get camera.
Are you going to bring up the fact that they should be longing for us?
You guys are the last guys on Earth. Yeah. Those would be the two questions. Do you know those your guys' names? Do you have any interest in you guys sexually? And then do they know any of the junkies?
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. All right. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Going to be joined by our pal Mike Rizzo at 9 o'clock. Don't want to miss that. He is the Nationals GM, president of baseball operations. We'll get into a couple things with him. The Nationals announced yesterday they're going to have a virtual ring ceremony. So that's going to be different, unique.
On Sunday.
He commented on The Last Dance and how he relates to Jerry Krause. So we get his perspective. He, of course, is a Chicago guy, so we can get into The Last Dance with Mike Rizzo. So that's coming up at 9 o'clock. All right, what's the status of tracking down our colleagues from PGC and The Drive?
Yeah, our fellow Entercom employees.
Valdez is going back over there to grab them again. We've been over there a couple times.
Okay. They've been on air.
Get on the camera, Drabby. Somebody get on the camera.
The camera set up for the girls.
He's got to run. He's got to run the show.
What's he do? He just sits there.
He's running the board, though.
Yeah, because Valdez is scurrying around.
Valdez went to see him.
Oh, okay.
See if we can grab him.
Do you guys want both or?
Yeah. Valdez
is peacocking all over the station, all over the floor.
It's tough to grab him. It's harder than you
I
think.
Understand. They're working. Does Valdez look like he's gained a few lbs in the quarantine or no?
I don't know.
Drabby?
His face looked pretty big the other day, but it's tough to tell because he shaved his head.
Yeah, it looks really round.
There's just a lot more face there now. There's no hair.
He was sized because someone in the comments said he looked skinny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A tweeter or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
One tweet, and he was bragging about it. How fragile is he? Poor guy. Oh, my God. All right, well, first of all, this segment's going to be brought to you by, I don't know if it's going to be the EP, but it's brought to you by our friends at, Wave Soda.
That's
we love
right.
Wave Soda. Super simple, bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com. We love Wave Soda.
Yep. I had a tangerine this morning. It was delicious.
I had a mango last night.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
They've been very nice. They've been delivering the Wave Soda, the cases.
Is that going to continue?
Is that going to continue when we're out?
That was your question.
Because I'm almost out.
Well,
I am. I think I'm out. I think I got like 3 or 4 left.
Why don't you email Nat?
No, it is going to continue.
Nat.
Because they wanted to know what our favorites were, and then they were just going to send those.
Why don't they just keep sending the big variety pack?
They might keep doing that.
Yeah, how about like four? Like,
here comes Karina.
Here we go. All right.
Karina.
This is going to be great. This
and
is
then
be fantastic.
Sonny will be over in like 2 minutes.
Okay, right. Very good.
All right. So, all right. Karina, can you hear us? Does she know she's on cam?
Karina, hello.
We just told her.
Okay. I was like, oh, hi.
Why'd you have to say cam, EB?
What's up, Karina?
Camera. Get out of your box.
Yeah, you're on a camera. Yeah. I don't know.
So, Karina, we were just kind of talking about the producers and how those are the only two males in the building, and you guys,
right.
You and Sonny, the hot females in the building.
Right.
Do you guys ever even pay attention to those guys when they're walking to and from
First
the bathroom?
All,
or
do, you
say,
yeah, Karina, do you know their names? Karina, do you know those two guys' names?
This is JP.
Oh. See? Told you.
So is she pointing to Draft? Just so I know who she thinks is.
Yeah, all right. And then what about the other guy, Karina?
No.
Who's the other guy?
What's the other guy's name?
The other guy.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's fine.
You feel like a jerk.
No, but how should you know? There's no reason for you to know. Do you know? Hold on. Do you know that they're human? Do you know that they're human beings?
I know that they are human males.
Yes. Oh, and you know that they're males.
Yes, I can tell. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. What about the junkies? Do you know our names?
Oh, I told you she didn't know that. Can you name any of the junks?
And we don't expect her to know. Why would we expect that?
I don't expect you. We bet that you didn't.
No.
By the way, I just updated my name.
The Lurch? No.
See? Yeah.
The very tall one. You.
See?
Right. It's all good looking one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Oh, you
that's
know
all
what?
I know.
I'm number one.
Oh, look at that. Preferential treatment, Jason.
You know why? Okay. Because I'm very friendly to her in the hallways.
But sorry. Also, in my own defense, I've only been in the building for a year, so...
That is
right,
true.
Only a year, and you still don't know any of our name other than Lurch. All right, hi, Sunny.
Here, she doesn't have her headphones on. There you go.
Yeah, put Sunny in a hot
Hi, Sunny.
Oh my gosh, what do you guys want?
All right, so a couple things.
Just say hi.
So first of all, I wanted to say hi. The boys made an observation that during this quarantine, the building's empty. They're the only two sort of male interactions that you guys might have.
Okay,
you guys have been Maybe, I don't know what's going on at home, but here at work, there's literally two guys, other than maybe a couple, engineers.
A couple janitors.
They could be your work husbands.
Yes.
Okay.
And very little, they're not feeling the love. Very little interaction. Here's the first question, Sonny, and we already asked Karina. Do you know either of those two guys' names?
Wait.
Now she's on the hot seat.
Sonny, how long have you worked here with Entercom?
10 years.
How long?
10 years.
10 years. All right. 10 years, and you've worked with these two guys for 10 years.
Right.
And you're aware that there are producers.
You see them every day.
Right.
Right. Can you name either one of them?
I've never, had a conversation with them.
10 years.
Exactly. This is bolstering your argument.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you, but to be fair, I don't know anyone's name in this building. There's, people.
You know, Joe.
I'm kind of on her
Sunny,
team.
And I predicted the answer on this. Do you know any of the junkies' names? Like, can you look at us right now and identify any of the junks?
I just know Jason's.
Yeah, Lurch.
Everyone knows Jason.
Wow, because I'm friendly to everybody.
Two
you don't
two.
Talk to anybody.
Lurch is the biggest flirt in the building. We
oh, I'm not. Oh, I'm just friendly.
For
I'm friendly.
He's very friendly.
Oh, unbelievable.
There we go.
I'm glad
my wife's not listening to me.
I can't. I honestly cannot. Oh, my God. Yeah. This was my worst fear.
If you had
ten
to guess.
Years, Sonny.
I don't
10 years.
In this building.
10 years.
If you had to guess, who's Eric, who's JP, who's John?
Oh, see, now when you say it, now I can tell. Okay. No, I can't.
Jerry, there's got some. One guy's name is Cakes. Do you have an idea which one
absolutely.
Is Cakes?
I've never even heard that.
Yeah. Never even heard the name Cakes. What about Drab? What about Drab? Does the name Drab mean anything to you?
No.
No.
Have you ever heard that name? What about Valdez?
No. I know who AWOT is.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
Unbelievable. So
what are
here's
your thoughts on AWOD, by the way? What are your thoughts
next
on AWOD?
Next question.
No, there's no
I
next
got
question.
2 minutes. Okay.
All right, she's only got 2 minutes.
Seriously, that was my biggest fear. I can't remember anyone's name. Like, I'll see people.
It's fine. We don't care.
Okay.
The point is, their theory is in the middle of this quarantine and nothing, there's not a lot of human interaction right now. They could literally be the two last men on Earth keep the species alive, and there's been no interest. Zero interest.
I'm very busy at home.
You're very busy at home.
She's washing her hair.
Right. So even though you guys are probably desperately lonely right now.
What?
Well, just in the sense of the quarantine.
The work lonely.
Yeah.
Work
lonely.
Work lonely, at least. Like, there's nobody to talk. There's no human interaction.
Okay. And
isolated.
Yes, and nothing.
Well, they'd rather have none than talk to the two donks.
Right,
that
they'd,
are there.
Right. They'd rather have zero.
They'd rather just stay in their studio by themselves for months on end than say, poke their head around the corner and say hi to the two males.
I am sorry. That, I'm going to work on that after this quarantine.
After the quarantine.
All right.
I need name tags.
I can't believe this. This is my worst fear.
Yeah. 10 years.
It's called immersion therapy. You got to face your fears. That's all.
Yeah. My favorite thing to say is anytime I see people, I always say, great to see you, instead of like, wait, what?
Right.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. So, yeah. Sorry, guys.
I mean, Sunny and I would have a thing every morning when I would come up. I would nod to her. She'd be in the studio. She'd be wiping everything down.
Right.
Sunny and I just talk about like it or not all the time.
Yeah. But think about it. Like, no, because we work together, no one has ever actually like walked up to each other and says, hey, I'm such and such. We just see each other. We all know each other. But we just don't ask for real names, especially in radio. We're all, you know, going by aliases.
Gotcha.
There's some truth to that. There's some
We're actually all using our real names, but that's okay.
Although we know your names. Just to be clear.
I mean.
Right. For good reason.
Right. All right. Thank you, ladies. Right.
Thank you, guys.
See you, girls.
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
JP thought three. They would know three or four. I wish I could have taken that to the window.
You guys could be like dinosaurs.
They know one. They know one.
They do know one. That's true.
You barely exist. And we do either. We do too.
I feel like I got a half a point because Karina called Drab JP.
You get nothing.
You don't get partial credit.
You get nothing. I mean, they know
but
Lurch.
They both knew Jason.
I told you. They nothing to do with us.
Nothing.
The worst part of that is the AWOD comment.
Yeah. Is he already texting
That one
you?
Hurts. Yeah, but they laughed at it. At the point that they laughed at the point the fact that they knew who he was. It's comic relief.
You got to start somewhere.
Wow. What do you think it's going to be? What do you think the interaction is going to be like?
How good do they smell in the studio?
They look great.
That's a good soul read, by the way. A good soul read by you guys. You're dead on.
I would have thought they had some pent up energy.
No, you guys are like office chairs to them.
Yeah, basically,
like furniture.
But I have no idea. I mean,
I think so are we.
I think Sunny's single, but is Karina? She could be married. I don't know.
I don't think neither one's married. I don't know if they're dating anybody.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
Look, I'm married. I'd take a hello. A little flirting would be nice.
Man, that is hilarious.
Funny stuff.
There's no human interaction going on. You guys can't even get a hello.
Well, now we will.
How are you dealing with the stress of the quarantine?
They're not distracted by anything.
And won't give you any time.
But does Valdez even want it? He's following workouts by Dan or whatever the heck
he was. Lifting with Dan.
Yeah.
I think that's just in response to he's just punting women.
Right. Is that what it is?
No, I've seen so many Instagram thoughts over my life.
You're so jaded.
Yeah, I'm jaded. Now I need to see what the hot dudes look like.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, man. You still got your pictures of Tiger's junk.
You're seeing how the other half live.
Well, that's all. Well, that's a bit that I send. Trust me, Eric will get a text on Sunday about the match with Tiger's hog in it.
Yeah. All right. You own that bit.
You know that's how John Stagliano, the legendary porn star Buttman, you know that's how he contracted HIV.
No radio show has given that dude more pub over the last 20 years than this radio show.
John Stagliano claims the reason why he contracted HIV is he basically got tired of women. And then, you know,
right.
And so he started like he was in
Europe.
He needed
to branch out.
Matt Stagliano.
And he just branched out. He had so much sex with women that he just branched
I'm
out.
I'm not Buttman, I'm Bitman.
You're Bitman.
All right, coming up next, Mike Rizzo, President of Baseball Ops, General Manager of the Nationals, joins us here on the Junkies.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.